Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
That must be, what, 5 flights of stairs now? How far up is the surface? Or rather, how deep are we? John.
What?
How far up is the surface? Are we making any headway?
Yes, just keep following the railing.
What is wrong?
Nothing.
I told you, we're going to go back. Why are you so despondent?
I'm not.
No.
No, Arthur, I'm disappointed.
Disappointed?
Yes.
You sound like a parent.
Do I?
Yes, I remember saying... I remember being disappointed, too.
I thought you said you don't remember what it felt like before this.
I don't. Not really.
But you remember being disappointed.
I remember using that tactic on Faro.
Tactic?
Knowingly or not, you're trying to tell me you disapprove of my actions. Well, I'm sorry to say, John, that in times of survival, we can't afford to be as naive as you.
Naive?
You want to help these people as if they're innocent. You have no idea. You have no way to understand their plight. They could have given themselves to this creature willingly at first. They could have...
And if so, they deserve their fate.
Not necessarily. But who knows what they've been through? What rites they performed themselves? You... I appreciate and love that you found so much humanity, but a bleeding heart is only going to get us killed. You understand that, right?
You may be right, Arthur.
I'm not saying we lose our sense of self. I'm saying that we need to stay mindful of this, of us.
Okay.
Don't be disappointed that we didn't help them.
I'm disappointed that you don't seem to care.
Whatever. Look, I do. And whether you see that or not, whether you remember that or not, I don't care. Now tell me how far the fucking surface is.
Still a ways up. I don't know what kind of exit this will even be, Arthur. It's not entirely clear where this goes.
What do you mean? You said that...
I said I think the cavern opens up to the night sky. There's water dripping and the thunder is louder. It was an educated guess.
Fine.
I just don't know where this leads. We seem to be climbing higher, but the blackness above seems to be getting closer.
So not the night sky?
I don't know. There are still a few flights up.
These stairs, what are they?
They're wood.
Old? Same age as the mine, you think?
Hard to tell. It's possible. There's no light, Arthur, just what's reflected from the bonfire below us.
Are they still there?
Yes.
Good.
Wait.
What?
There's a passageway off the landing above us. It leads into the rock.
A tunnel?
Yes. No tracks or anything. It's too far up for mining, I suppose.
A tunnel up here? How deep is this mountain?
I don't know.
Is there anything within? A light or...
No light, for sure. I can only see the darkened outline of the tunnel. Large enough for a person and then some, but... nowhere near the size of the mines below.
Well, I suppose we can take our chances. Maybe it's a way out.
Maybe. Well, seems like this is more or less the top anyway.
Is it?
The ceiling here is stone, but slick with condensation. It's catching the light of the fire far below.
A trick.
You said the caves were tricky.
Yes, well, who knew how much?
So it's back down, or...
Happily try our chances here. Oh.
A door.
A doorway. Strange.
It's heavy. Wood. But with a metal latch, I think.
You think... Well...
Could this be part of the Larson estate?
Entirely possible. Fuck.
Do we have other options?
None.
Locked.
Yeah. Okay, let me... Give me a good description of the handle area, okay?
Sure. The light is dim as it's ever been, Arthur, but... I think it's a large metal pull handle with a keyhole. The top is rounded, and it widens near the bottom. The whole thing is about 3 inches long.
Yes, okay, I can feel it.
Have you ever picked a lock like this?
I may have. Yes.
Well?
Yes, well, I would need something to pick it with.
Such as?
Something thin, flat, preferably, about the size of a matchstick. I have nothing on me.
Goddamn!
Fuck!
We'll need to head back.
This door... It feels... chipped.
It does.
It's wood, right?
Yes.
Seems like we're not the first to come this way.
Why do you say that?
Someone's tried to break this door down. There are deep gouges in the wood.
So other people have made it this far. You said Larson wouldn't have thrown us down here if he had any doubts that we'd escape.
Well... We're not like other people, are we? Is this piece here? It's splintering.
You want to try to break down the door?
No, but... But I... We can... Here.
Oh.
How sturdy is it? Damn.
Why does it...
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. Here. This is... Yes, this piece of wood. It's thin.
So?
It's stiff, John.
And?
And just small enough to fit in the lock.
You can use it to pick the lock.
I can fucking try.
Yes, Arthur.
I'll need a second piece, smaller even.
All right.
Do you see any?
The whole door is splintered. Someone must have spent hours trying to break this down. No doubt alerting the creature.
Well, we'll be quieter than that.
There, your hand just grazed by...
Yes, I feel it. Here.
Slowly. It's bending. Don't break it. There.
Brilliant. Brittle, but it could work.
Okay.
Let me... Okay. We may only have one shot at this.
Why? Couldn't we just pull off more?
Yeah, well, not if I jam it up with broken wood.
Fuck. Right.
Yes, let me just focus and... I don't know. Just stay quiet.
I am glad you're surviving for us. I want you to know I'm not unaware of how much you've kept us alive. My time away just...
Away? I thought you didn't know you were gone.
I didn't. I mean to say, coming back. It's just... I don't know. Maybe it felt like longer.
You don't remember anything, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. Stay quiet, please.
Right.
There.
Arthur, you fucking did it!
We are out of here.
Amazing. Okay, quietly now.
Right.
The way forward is dark, almost pitch black, but the stone floor is carved, not natural stone.
Well, it's a way out at least.
Let's hope. Arthur, I can't see a thing. It's utter darkness. Pull out the lighter. Let's see where we are.
Right. Well?
We're in a tunnel, for sure, but the stone here isn't the same as in the mine.
How?
Well, it's slab stone. Bluish, gray, almost.
What?
Nothing, it's just... This is built. This isn't part of the mine.
So we are in the Larson estate.
Perhaps. The hallway goes forward. The walls, ceiling, and floor are all this gray-blue stone cut in large bricks, a few feet wide.
It just goes on.
The light is very dim, Arthur. The hallway turns a bit to the right, up ahead, I think, but there isn't any indication it leads any other way. Not yet.
All right. Let's tread carefully.
Use your...
What?
Here. If I cover the flame from our eyes, I can see better.
Oh. It feels cold in here.
Colder than the mines?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. Yes, maybe. I wonder if this is a cellar or... I don't know. For wine and things.
Why stone? Why built into the mountain?
I don't know. Obviously, if Larson was overseer of the mines, he wanted access to them, right? It's an easier way of heading down the outside of the mountain. Just head through the basement. I don't know.
Perhaps. There's an archway of sorts just ahead.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
No, of course, thanks.
Oh, there are sconces on the walls that hold torches.
Oh, where?
To your right. There.
Ah.
Yes.
Let's,
That's better.
I can feel the heat from that now.
Oh.
What?
The archway led us to a hallway. This one is straight. Same stone walls and ceiling. But there are multiple passages leading to the left and the right in this long hallway.
Passages?
Yes. Maybe six. Though the hallway leads on flat and narrow. Beyond where the light can reach.
Can you see what lies in them?
Not until we approach. They look only like darkened, arched passageways. Abyssal black beyond where the light touches.
Right.
This Larson, what was he capable of?
Anything. Everything.
Okay. Statues. They're alcoves with statues in them.
Great.
Or, at least, some are.
What?
The ones on the right wall are, but to the left, at least this first alcove, it's barred.
Barred? How?
There's a black iron grill covering, preventing any path forward. But I can see a larger room beyond.
Preventing? Is there a gate or a door?
No. This alcove only looks into the other room.
Well, what about the next one to it?
Yes, there's a gate here.
And still behind us to the right alcove.
Another statue.
Right.
The hallway continues on as well.
Right, but this room... Is it open?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Can you see what's inside?
It looks like a table. A long table. With more statues. Various wall furnishings, including a coat of arms and paintings, I think. Everything looks covered in dust.
Let's leave it for now. Keep moving.
Another statue to the right, and again iron bars looking into that last room.
Right. What possessed this being built? The mansion above has plenty of rooms for space, and tables and statues.
I don't know, but all this feels old.
Yeah, but how old could it be, even? This is New England. It's only been a few hundred years.
Has it?
Well, yes, It's impossible that anyone would have any longer... any older buildings here. Especially ones of this make.
Why?
Well, because they didn't sail across the sea until... Well, hold on. What are you saying? Look, even if these are a few hundred years old, the work and expense that would have been put into making something like this, it seems... Well, I don't
know. I don't know, Arthur. The city below the hotel was old. Very, very old.
Yes, and, well...
Clearly there are things we don't know about this part of the world.
I know much about this part of the world. Trust me.
Then maybe there are things you don't know about the world itself. Perhaps you've been told a lie.
A lie? About when this country was founded? John...
You'd be surprised at how little you truly know.
Fine.
The hallway splits up ahead, a T-junction that runs left and right.
Great.
There's another statue here, in between the crossroads, set into the wall.
Oh yeah? What does it look like?
It looks like a knight, with a plume of feathers from its top. It wields a shield and mace. On the shield is a depiction of an octopus, maybe.
Maybe?
Yes, and a light. Perhaps a sun.
Well, left or right. Or we could head back. I wouldn't mind looking around that room a little more. What?
Arthur, the floor. There are footprints. Bloody footprints on the stone beneath our feet.
Fuck.
They seem to be coming from the right and heading to the left.
Okay.
Well, we could head to the right. To where the footprints came from. Or to the left.
Right. Or the room we just passed.
That's right. If any part of you is curious about that room, it could have something to do with the cult.
The cult?
Of the Fallen Star, Arthur.
Right. Does that matter?
Of course. Doesn't it?
I guess.
Look, I don't think we intend on returning. So if you are interested...
You're right. Let's head back. I want to see what that room was about.
Okay.
It's awfully quiet.
Less so when you talk.
You don't think anyone is pursuing us, do you?
Those footprints were in blood, Arthur. Whatever's down here isn't playing nice.
You know, there was a time where that would chill me to my bone.
Oh?
Yes.
Nothing upsetting about that now?
No, it's just... So much has happened. So much has changed. I feel numb to it all. Like the cold has taken me.
The cold?
Yes. Like it's washed over me. I can't feel as much. It's nothing that doesn't come with experience, I suppose.
Is that so?
Yes. You sound so surprised.
I don't know. I never thought you'd be cold.
Don't start this again.
I'm just saying...
Look, you're right, okay? I hear you. You're right. I'm losing the plot a little bit, and I need to take hold of the reins again, okay?
What do you mean?
I hear you. I'm not a callous man, John. I recognize that you're telling me I am losing my soft edges, and I'm sorry I snapped. I am saying your words are taken to heart. I'll be more patient.
Really?
Yes, of course. I'm not a machine. I can think and reason, and even despite my resilience and maybe frustrations at being called callous, which I've only done in order to survive, you know, but maybe I've thought about it, and I'm realizing you have a point. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Now, where is this door?
A little ahead. All right. As I said, this is a larger room. There's a long table with seven high-backed chairs surrounding it. Each has deep red leather seats and back. With arms on either side, they're quite ornate. The dark wood table isn't set.
Any scuff marks or scratches?
None that I can see.
A table for show more than anything.
What do you mean?
It doesn't seem like a dining table, but maybe a meeting room.
Fair. There are statues on the back wall of this room, like the ones in the hall. However, they seem important. There are three of them.
Are there markings?
Yes. There are names beneath each. Irwin Kipling, Nietzsche Walden, and Auntie Walder. They're dressed as soldiers with... They look familiar.
How so?
I don't know. Like... I don't know.
All right. Well, put a pin in that. What else is here?
Some furnishings on the wall, a coat of arms.
Larson?
Yes.
You mentioned everything was dust-covered.
Quite. This room hasn't been used in a while.
I guess as the needs grew.
I don't know.
You mentioned paintings.
Yes, and some books here.
Where?
To the left. There.
Anything jump out?
A number of Latin texts.
Cultured.
Wait. Bend down for a moment. De tribus militibus.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure, but it seems familiar.
Deja vu.
Yes. Also, one of the paintings is missing.
How do you mean?
It's barely noticeable, but there's an outline on the wall above the hearth. Not exactly discolored, but something clearly hung here. I guess it could have been anything.
Something seems off.
In no small way.
No, I mean, is this room for the Order of the Fallen Star? Why hasn't it been used in so long? It seems a simple meeting room, but almost not part of the estate.
Why did Larson build here, exactly?
The mine was rich with coal, I think, and...
Was that why, though?
I don't know. I mean, I assumed...
What exactly did he tell you?
Well, he told me not very much. I don't know. I can't seem to make sense of this.
Right.
Let's just push on. Back to the crossroads.
Okay. So?
So?
I'm hesitant to ask about everything.
Everything? Well, what do you mean?
You've told me next to nothing about our time apart, Arthur.
Such as?
How long has it been? Where are we? What the fuck is Larson? Why does he look like
okay,
that?
Okay.
The ram's horns and the dead eyes.
No,
and...
no, that was Uncle.
Who the fuck is Uncle?
Right. Look.
I've been patient.
I've told you about Yellow and why we're here.
And the right Order now. Of the Fallen Star, yes. Just tell me everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Larson. Wallace Larson. He's hundreds of years old. He founded this town, Addison, as a mining town. He had children who died in an accident. All but one. His daughter, whom shared a name with the town.
Did he explain that it was founded here for the purposes of mining?
I don't know. No, it didn't come up. What are you saying?
I'm not sure. Other than these passages looking old, very old.
You think he built on top of this?
I think there's not enough information to know.
Right.
So why did he throw you in the mines, Arthur?
Because I caught him on something odd. Well, Yellow and I heard... Oh!
What?
We heard something in the vents beneath.
Such as?
Someone being hurt, John. By Uncle.
And who is Uncle?
One of Larson's grandchildren, I think. Or son, I'm not sure, but... I think maybe we're not as far below the Larson estate as I thought. Those bloody prints.
Yes, they're coming up on the right.
They may be Uncle's, coming back from whatever it was he did to that poor woman.
And what was it that he did?
It sounded like a woman was trapped. She was crying, whimpering. After I pointed out I had heard her, it sounded like Uncle entered the room and killed her.
Jesus. And you have no idea who she was?
None. And I don't know if Larson did either.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So, do we head towards or away from?
The footprints. Away? They would probably lead us back to the estate. Or at least a way to access it.
But you said the woman sounded trapped.
Yes.
And what if there are more?
What if there are more?
Arthur.
John, stopping Larson will stop this. Once we kill him, anyone under
his thumb... You're still convinced you need to kill him.
Or whatever. Stop him. Whenever we stop him, all of this will cease.
Arthur.
Would you just listen to me? We are going to stop him, and that will help these people, okay? I am telling you.
So which way do you want to go? The way the footprints came from, or to where they're heading?
Right. Right, obviously. We'll see what... There is, and who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe someone to help, you know?
Sure. The hallway continues in much the same way the other did. However, it seems narrower, tighter, more oppressive.
Oppressive?
You did say she sounded trapped, and that Uncle entered a room.
You're saying this looks like a prison?
It's beginning to, yes.
Of course. The footprints?
Still.
Mustn't be too far.
No. In fact, I see an archway ahead where it opens up.
Opens up?
A wider room beyond.
All right.
This is a wide rectangular room with two pillars in the center. Each pillar has a torch, but neither is lit. On the left wall, there are three wooden doors, each down a set of steps leading off to what I imagine could be cells. To the right, there are only two doors. They're also down a set of short steps.
You don't think any of these doors continue on? There are no exits, so...
I can't tell. I don't think so.
Which one are the footprints heading from?
The first door to the left. There's a slot on the door. A sliding piece of wood, eye level, that you can look through.
Oh. All right, all right.
I can't see much. Raise the torch a little bit.
Like this?
Jesus Christ.
Shut it?
Shut it.
Well?
Yes. She was killed. There's a small cot on the floor and a bucket. Her jaw was pulled off.
Her jaw? Jesus. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Should we check the others?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be a little put off, John.
I know.
You know, you've mentioned a few times how I've grown more... callous.
Not callous.
Sure, sure. But you seem more fragile.
Do I?
Yes.
Just open the slot.
Oh.
Empty.
Thank God. I just mean to say that you seem very sensitive to some of the horrors that we've experienced. Especially because we've experienced some of them already, in a way. It's not our first dead body.
I didn't say it was our first dead body, Arthur. I had hoped we'd seen our last, admittedly, yes.
All right, all right, all right.
Slot. Nothing. The other side of the room.
Right. Anyway, chances are good that the other way leads to the estate. To Larson.
Yes, I'd say so.
And look, once Larson is done, then we're out of here, John.
Are we?
Yes! Out of the mountain, out of Addison, out of the cold. We can go home, John. Back to Arkham.
How do you picture that?
We'll take a car of his, hit the road, fuck the thaw, drive straight back to the coast. I can feel it now. The pavement beneath my feet, the office, my own bed.
The slot.
What?
The slot. Open it. We're on the other side of the room.
Right. You're listening to me, though, right? We get to go home, John. A place that we have...
Who are you talking to?
Jesus!
Fuck! What?
Who are you talking to?
No one.
There's someone in the cell.
Are you okay? Who?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yes, yes. I'm okay. You're okay.
I'm okay.
How? Why are you in there? Would you like out?
Yes. Why are you? You let me out?
Of course.
Who are you?
Matthew. Let me out.
Let him out. The latch is...
Hold on. Why are you in...
Who are you talking to?
No one. Why are you in there?
I'm trapped.
Can you see in the slot?
Barely. I can only see the light reflecting in the blacks of his eyes.
You're talking to someone.
His eyes are manic. Wild.
No, I'm not.
Darting back and forth.
Why are you in here?
Let me out and I'll tell you.
Tell me and I'll let you out.
Arthur, he's a prisoner. Let him out.
No. Not until we know who or what he is.
What he is?
Talk to me.
You're in there for a reason. Tell us what it is. Tell me what it is.
There's no reason to
What
try-
is this place?
This place, it's not for you or me or him.
Him? Larson?
Mm-hmm.
What is it for?
Something else. Something old.
The Order of the Fallen Star.
The Order of the Fallen Star? No. No, the Order of the Fallen Star is in New York.
New York?
Where in New York?
It hides in plain sight. Most don't even know what it is, let alone where.
But you do.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Let me out.
Ask him where it is.
What? Why?
What, why?
Ask him.
Where is it? Tell me.
And you'll let me out.
Sure.
It hides in plain sight. The Order of the Fallen Star. It has a name in some circles, like the Freemasons. Invite only.
How can we be invited?
Now let me out.
No, this place, you said, not for him, not for us. Who built this place?
Oh, you're breaking a promise.
No, what is this place for?
I'm not supposed to tell you yet.
What? Why?
Because if you know, you won't do it.
Won't do what?
What do you mean?
If you know, if I tell you too much, you won't do it. You have to go there for yourself.
You're not making any sense.
Now let me out.
Tell me!
Not yet.
Tell me.
He'll kill me.
Who? Larson?
No.
Who? Did Larson not put you in there?
Larson put me in, yes.
Tell me, goddammit! Tell me what this place is for. Tell me...
Let me out. And I'll tell you.
Arthur, let him out.
I...
Please.
Right. Okay. Look. You said Larson put you in here. And the enemy of my enemy is my friend, so...
Enemy?
Where's the goddamn...
If the person means to be your enemy, they always start by trying to become your friend.
Yes. And you'll tell me.
Anything.
The Order of the Fallen Star.
No, I need to know about this place. What was it built for?
Arthur!
Quiet! I'll let you out and you'll tell me, okay?
Yes.
How does it...
Arthur!
Where's the fucking...
If you decide to...
Thank you.
The man is wiry and ragged. His skin is thin, nearly translucent. His teeth are black as the night. He has no hair on his head or face.
Yes. Well, you know, no one deserves to be trapped in there. Now tell me.
Okay.
Why was this place built?
It was built for a purpose. Place to seek, to find something powerful and ancient.
What? Something Larson wanted.
Larson? He's gone. He's already left.
He's...
Ask him about New York. We need to know.
No, not Larson. No. Some seek power they never had, and some seek a power they once did. This place was to seek what they never had. The three soldiers were tasked...
Arthur! Shut up! The three soldiers were tasked with what? No, keep going. Tell me about the three soldiers. What were they seeking?
An object.
His eyes are...
What is it?
Equal.
Spit it out!
His eyes are bleeding, Arthur!
What was it called?
The Black Stone.
The Black Stone.
Jesus fucking Christ! Arthur! Fuck! His head, Arthur! It split in two! Jesus Christ! He said he would be killed.
Yes. Fucking hell.
I told you.
You told me to let him out, you fucking...
I told you to ask him about the Order of the Fallen Star.
What the fuck do you care? What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with me?
Yes. You. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
Killed him.
Arthur.
I know. You don't know.
We need to move. Pick yourself up.
I just... I don't understand. Every time...
Nothing you can do here, laying in a growing pool of this man's blood, is going to change that. He could...
What a waste. Fuck.
A waste?
Yes. I mean, what a way to go. Maybe. I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Nothing. Just... He would have died anyway if we had left him in there. And he could have told us through the door instead of...
A man is dead, Arthur.
I'm aware. I can feel his blood on my face, John. Thank you.
You pushed him to tell us. Don't you feel any remorse?
Fuck you.
There's nothing for us here.
You're right. Blackstone. Who exactly was seeking it, and why?
The three soldiers, obviously.
The three soldiers?
Yes.
The three soldiers?
Yes, Arthur.
Wait.
The statues
wait.
In the other room. The ones that...
The three soldiers?
Yes.
In the Dreamlands and in the desert, you said there were three spirits that followed us. Armor-clad and
dressed as soldiers.
Yes.
You're right.
What does that mean, though? They sought us out, and they gave us...
The coin.
The coin? The one I flipped?
What?
We need our stuff back. Which way
Keep
is...
Keep going straight. It's the only way we haven't gone. Arthur, I feel like we're a piece of something much bigger.
Yes. I feel that, too. Have for a long time. But these soldiers, they were... They were looking for this Blackstone, and I think I've seen a picture of it. Well, Yellow Hat.
Of the Blackstone?
Yes. It was in the estate, above, in a room. In fact, it may have been the picture missing from the wall.
What does this have to do with Larson, though?
I don't know. Perhaps it's part of the Order of the Fallen Star.
Matthew said he wasn't part of it.
Who? Oh, right. Look, whatever the case, we'll get some answers, finally.
How?
Out of Larson.
Out of Larson?
Yes. One way or another.
Have you considered for one second that Larson may not be so easily killed?
I have no qualms about it.
He has people imprisoned beneath this mountain. I doubt you're much of a threat.
I'm not worried about that.
You should be. Arthur Matthews' head fucking exploded.
We're not coming back for those fucking people.
What?
We're not deviating anymore. We're leaving this place.
They needed help.
So do we. So did Matthew. Look how that turned out.
Matthew died because you asked him to tell you. You threatened him with staying in that prison. If he didn't...
He died because he was a fucking cultist. And all those people down there deserve the same fate.
Why?
You don't get it, do you? This is how we stop them.
Is it?
Yes! And I'm not letting you drag me down anymore.
Drag you down?
Yes!
How exactly was Yellow the Monster between you two?
What?
You heard me.
Because he was just like you. A manipulative, naive parasite. Who is too inconsequential to exist on his own.
The stone hallway comes to a set of steps that lead up.
Good.
Arthur?
What?
I'm glad I'm not like you.
The feeling's mutual.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.